Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on November 5th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
The Ministry of Health reports that one person died of COVID-19 yesterday and 21 people tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. According to the Ministry of Health, 4,685 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started last year in March.
At least 133,000 people have contracted COVID-19 so far in Zimbabwe, and 107,876 have recovered.
And more than 3.3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and over 2.6 million their second dose. And the country needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity, says the Ministry of Health.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was in Matabeleland today, where he kept thousands of graduates at Lupane State University.
And President Mnangagwa returned from Scotland yesterday, where he attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference. He claimed that he had a chat with some leaders of nations that imposed targeted sanctions on ZANU-PF officials for alleged human rights abuses and election fraud.
Mnangagwa also attended virtually a business meeting convened by some Zimbabweans living in the United Kingdom, in which he urged business entities to invest in Zimbabwe in various sectors.
There is uncertainty over the benefits of him attending the climate change summit, with critics saying President Mnangagwa focused much on calling for the West to remove the targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials than climate change. But those that support him say otherwise.
So, okokuqala ke esikhuluma ngakho ikhonokuke okwenzakala kule Zimbabwe okwe-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulewe COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi abayi-21 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele gciwane le-COVID-19. Singathi ke izolo njalo kulabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo abayi-47. Bese kusithi nxa sesikhangela abantu esebabulawa yi-COVID-19 kusukela enyakenye, sebeyi-4,685. Bese kusithi ke abantu esebabanjwe ligciwane kusukela ngaleso sikhathi, 533,412. Kube sokusithi-ke labo asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo, 127,876. Okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kule 551 okubizwa ngokuthiwa ngama-active cases e-COVID-19. Laba-ke ngabantu abaphila legciwane le-COVID-19. Besesibuya-ke kulabo asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, bayi 3,345,309. Kuzokusitha sebehlatshwe ijekiseni esibili, bayi 2,625,597. Yes, khangele lokunye ke siyabona ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhla weseMatabeleland khona ngale lapha kade seLupane State University abe kepha khona ama students ngathi ke bebagqokisa izicoco zabo zama degree atshiyeneyo. So kube sokusithi ke sikhangela ke uMnangagwa ukuthi besenzani ngeviki ephelileyo kumbe kusiya ekutangi. Kade esemhlanganweni we-United Nations Climate Change Conference Glasgow, Scotland, lapho kade kukhulunywa khona ngokujiyeneyo. Ubuyele ekhaya wamukelwa ngabantu, kwakhanya ngazani kulabanye abamthakazelelayo. Basusiba labanye nje abathi uhambo lwakhe kade ungani nje ukusihambela ngomuntu omdala, awazi ukuthi ubuyelani evela kwele Zimbabwe. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nhasi nemusi wechishanu November 5, 2021. Nhasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda kubva kumusangano uchangobva kupera kuGlasgow kuScotland, musangano wemamiriro ekunze. Asi tombotanga nekutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano vachitaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti nezuro pane vanhu 21 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda reCOVID-19 munyika. Asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura, pane vanhu 4,000 685 wakawanikwa ivo vachishaika kubva kudenda iri. Totarisawo avo vabatwa nedenda iri kubva ratanga muna machigore rapfuura vari kudaudzira ivo 133,000. Totarisa zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari kudaudzira 127,000 munyika. Totarisawo nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yeCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 3.3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 yekutanga. Kwozotarisawo vamwe 2.6 million ndivo vabayiwa nhomba dzese dziri mbiri. Zvinova ivo izvo zvinodiwa United Nations kuti munhu abayiwe iye nhomba dziri mbiri kana dzichidiwa dziri mbiri. Totarisawo zvakare kuti nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti ibaye vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti vasvike pavanoti pahead immunity, kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe richitapurirana kune vanhu. Asi nhasi tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukurukura tichinyanya kutarisa zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano mukuru uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa pavanga vari kuScotland kuguta rinonzi Glasgow. Gibbs,
what you were saying, you know, at that particular event, it was organized by Zimbabweans who are actually living in the United Kingdom.
Under the Second Republic, Zimbabwe continues to experience unprecedented transformation which cuts across the whole socio-economic and political spectrum. The last 3 years in particular have seen my government consolidating and entrenching our democratic culture, constitutionalism, the rule of law, and respect of private property rights. In this regard, our endeavors are driven by the imperatives of our national vision towards creating an upper middle income economy by 2030. It leaves no one and no place behind. My government remains desirous to make Zimbabwe a favorable investment destination where capital feels safe and comfortable. The broad economic reforms rolled out are now beginning to bear fruit. These have resulted in a conducive environment predicated on a private sector-led development approach. Due to the sound macroeconomic policies, fiscal consolidation, provision of the conducive tax regime implemented by my government, Zimbabwe has been declared by the World Bank as the fastest growing economy in our region, with an expected economic growth rate of about 7.8%. The high predictions are premised on our well-performing agricultural sector, firm international mineral commodity prices, stable inflation and exchange rate, as well as my administration's resounding success in containing the COVID-19 pandemic. The prudent, predictable and business-friendly macroeconomic environment has fostered a growth in both local and foreign investments, as well as increased industry capacity utilization. The financial services sector is stable, with an auction system which is performing extremely well. Distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, investment opportunities include in the mining, manufacturing, energy, agriculture, tourism, ICT, and infrastructure development. The market for the food and agriculture business in Africa is expected to reach US$1 trillion by 2030. Investors are invited to ride on the favorable agricultural environment in Zimbabwe to tap into the African market, particularly in the context of the new, now functional African Continental Free Trade Area. My country enjoys a favorable climate which enables the establishment of viable cropping and livestock enterprises, over and above the immense opportunities in the agricultural value chain industries. Investment opportunities in the agricultural sector include in irrigation development, agriculture mechanization, horticulture, agroforestry, and agro-processing. In the mining sector, Zimbabwe is endowed with vast natural resources and is host to more than 60 different minerals.
Yeah, loge umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa okhulumayo marvelous ukona ngale ke ubekhona ngale eScotland ubekhuluma virtually ngoba kasahambanga emhlanganweni lo so ke ubekhuluma sithi ke uyacela osomabhizimusi ukuthi bahambe kule Zimbabwe bayitshala imali yabo khona ngale so uthe ke kule agriculture ezokulima kulokwenziwayo even le coal ukhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu bangangena ku coal business kodwa ke siyakhumbula ukuthi emhlanganweni lo kathi ngani i-coal bathi kumele abantu bengayiyembi kangako. Buzokuya-ke lokunye-ke uthi i-tourism layo ngazani letha imali njalo ukhulume lokuthi-ke khanya ngazani-ke i-economy yeZimbabwe ingani isiba stable ngokusho kwakhe. Uthi le currency khonokho-ke ukwenziwa i-auction system yokuthengisa imali uthi ungani kuyasebenza. So kunjalo-ke mabulas.
Apo tingatirikunzwa mthungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa avanga vari kutaura vachishandisa chivhitivhiti apo vakaenda kuguta reGlasgow kuScotland vachitaura nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuUK ikoko vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya dzemabhizimisi angapindwe nezvisvarwa zveZimbabwe vanga vari kutaura nyaya yetourism vakataura zvakare nyaya yatingati yecoal nezvimwewo vachitaurawo zvakare panyaya yekuti mari inoshandiswa munyika inofamba sei paauction floor nezvimwe zvakadaro saka vanga vari kutaura apa vari pachivhitivhiti vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe vachikurudzira zvisvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muUnited Kingdom kuti vawanikwe ivo nemuScotland imomo vawanikwe ivo vachinotanga mabhizimisi kumusha.
Yeah, so we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Skombozo Mlalazi. He's in the United Kingdom. He's going to brief us on exactly what was happening there. You know, he's one of the guys who has lived in the UK for a very, very long time. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mlalazi.
Thank you, Duven Jan Abalalibok.
No, Sapila Kulu. So there are so many people that are in UK and some way protesting for, you know, in favor of the president. And others were saying, no, you know, the president is there just for the sake of it. And nothing was going to come out of the meeting. So how do you, what's your fair assessment of the whole thing, you know, him attending that meeting and so forth?
Yeah, I think I grew up listening to leaders and I had an opportunity to hear leaders who were genuinely speaking about being Pan-African. So I think myself, I only believe and I only entertain someone who talks about Africa and black people as a whole. And then I listened and watched the session of that COP26 in Glasgow in the United Kingdom. When black leaders, African leaders, when they spoke, they will be speaking to walls. That wall would be empty. All the white boys would be gone. So, and then I think as black people are weaker because of party politics. Any country has to be represented by someone. So I believe a country has to respect the position or the office that person occupies. Mm-hmm. So I believe Zimbabwe has got someone who occupies our office of presidency. And at the moment, whether we like him or we do not like him, he has to represent us. Wherever Zimbabwe needs to be represented, we need to have someone who is the leader of a country called Zimbabwe. I do not believe that even if we put everybody together. Don't in one room. I think everybody will have a different opinion. But all we need to be as a person, I mean, as a people, we need to unite as a country and not show other nations to say Zimbabwe is a divided nation. I do not think that's a beneficial to anyone. So if you look at these UN summits that our people and our leaders attend year in, day, year out, I don't think anybody listens to them. Even if they go there loaded with something that is meant to be listened, but I doubt the wealthy boys listens to anyone who's black because they know we are not united as Africans. That's my opinion.
Yes, clarifying.
Kudalwa ama-party politics ukuthi umunye umuntu uma ungakuyinkokheli engaseye party engaseye ebandla lakhe mhlawumbe bese kukhanya abanye besithi no ngabe akabuyanga wabanye bathi ngabuyile kodwa-ke mina ngibona ngani okumele sikudidinise ukuthi ma kungasoni ndaba yokhetho kungakhampeyinwa ngibona ngani abantu kumele bayekele ukuthi ma sinenkokheli evele ekhokhela izwe lethu uma siyidandala uma singayithandi thina impi zethu sizilwele ekhaya kodwa ma sikuba to the international atmosphere kumele thina sibe abantu ukuthi bangaZimbabwe united. Ngoba really ungananzelela wonke ama-leaders apraise wona uthi upresident abe ngumuntu ongahlakaniphanga kanjani, but if that president teaching love, uthando luyahlanganisa abantu and uthando yilo kuphela elizwenza ukuthi abantu baye phambili. Ma kulwiwa noma umuzi unomuzi wokuduke kanje unonkosikazi nabantwana. Ma nihlala nithayana kumela phandle ni nenhlamba nenza yonke into nabantu abeke kungabonakali ukuthi kuyini akube nesithunzi nesitha siyangena uthole ukuthi ngiyalimala nje ningazilinyazwa yini. Mina ngibona ngani abantu eZimbabwe sesihlupheke kakhulu, sokumele ngabe kuthiwa kunendlela ukuthi singaba united kanjani ukuthi izwe lakithi siphile njengamanye amazwe nawo kuyaenjoya ukuba sezweni labantu bamnyama. Angena mina ngikhuluma ngikhona apha ngihlala ezweni or to come and open me, and we don't see anyone that looks like you, that speak your language, that eat your food. Usalanje, uti are here for the sake of uti selenzele, uti ulaludlile, uti mtambune unabantuan, uwe nyindao, kulisela ubantuan. And then, leo nto leo mina mpisi uti ngawe during our lifetime, ngawe ya chincha, chincha kutaya kutantana kubantua mnya.
Yes, ya uzo wakulu, yes, kwenu bambu kona po, mavilansi, kena chipinde.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu ari pachirongwa vamulalazi vari kutaura ivo vari kuUnited Kingdom achitaura pamusoro pemusangano uchangobva kupera uyo wakaendwa iwo nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachingotaurawo kuti zvinonetsa kuti unyatsonzwa kuti zvichafamba sei nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vatema nyanya pavanotaura pamisangano iyi panenge pasisina vanyarikani vanenge vakateerera zvavanenge vachitaura kuti ivo donzvo ravo nderekunzwa kuti vanhu vanobva kuAfrica nyanya vanotaura zvipi zvakanangana nemunhu mutema. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinonetsa pamisangano yakadai kuti vanenge vaenda kumisangano iyi vanyanyonzwika nyanya vechitema.
Yes, we also have Ezra Jesus Banda who is in Bulawayo. You know, he was talking to people about what they are experiencing right now during the COVID crisis. So let's listen to one of the interviews that he conducted in Bulawayo. You know, he has been doing the rounds and doing all these things, you know, just to bring the Zimbabwean story to the front. Here he goes.
Yes, Sisi. When's another Sisi? Uteng San, ma'am.
Uteng
What about the chicken service?
Hi, wabona kuti yena uya for the ngahlala 2 years.
Mina
ngibe ngithola lami iyinisa sibona ukuphilisa abantwana.
Okay, baba ngabe bamkhonza nge-RTGS?
Yebo.
So laba ngasikhangileke wena abantu abaningi anga. Ufuna ukuthi kambe imali khona?
Ah, imali angeni, not everyday.
Nga wenze kuhle tsitsi, uyathola imali ngayo?
Nga yenze kahle. Kaningi ngingathenga ithamatisi kumele $5.
Okay.
Kumele nalini $5.
All right.
Yebo.
Yimali lephuma ithamatisi?
Yebo.
So lehlangana endlini lobaba?
Ma?
Lihlangana endlini lobaba?
Yebo.
Ulabantwana bangaki?
Ngile 3.
Okay. Banobani manje wona la?
Ma?
Basele lobani?
Kathesi asebekhulile. Bayasala bona.
Basala bona.
Eh.
Uhamba ngani endlini nemthova kumrobani?
Uhamba la ma private car.
Ma private car? Kuba private car kathwa yo?
Eh.
Oh.
Wozi kumele ibhasi liya kule line.
Yeah, we saw the COVID. We're passing the minion in a cool.
I'm gonna change my die.
Yeah, I'll mean, you know, wait for that. When I was on getting a cane, you're late today.
And
I'm gonna mean, you know, about your chancel. What are the Conan look when I'm the chancel of the winning city?
Ah, and you was our right. The person would cheer and eat.
Who's here now?
Musically, I wonder. Ngiyabonga
mama baba senzile imali.
Eh.
Ikhona yangena.
Njani?
Okay. So ubunzima lo ukho lezimbabu bona ungalungise kanjani? Ngoba wonke umuntu usethengisa kakhulu.
Eh, umuntu wonke sefuna ukuthengisa manje akusela phela umuntu uzasithengela.
Lonke selithengisa.
Eh. Akusela uthengela umuntu.
Suku zonke la?
Eh, every day.
U-offer nini?
Kana ngilala ngalokho offer because abantu nami bayagada besuka ekad imali sechabalala.
Yey.
So ukuthi ngi-offer ke bakufundisa.
So into yasuku zonke le.
Eh.
So lapho kuthengiseni kwakho ke uyachaza isikhathi bani?
Kana ngilinga ngina time to be chaisa but yabanga ngelothi ngichaise kumele 4.
4. Kodwa sawu nje yadlulisa. Opheka imba nephekelo baba labantwana.
Yawande namse sometimes
ngapheka
mina ngathola bengakapheki ngiyafika ngapheka
kodwa kuphumule phela lawo mama ukuze
umsebenzi mina ngina start sokuphumula
kanje kumele ume nje uzonke la
yeah
okay siyabona siyabona
so that's a lady there who is so yeah khona pake kuhlelo sikhona labantu abachiyeneyo ukuthi sizwe ukuthi kambe kuhamba kanjani. So ke omunye esikhoka la umnumzana sikhumbuza umlalazi. So baba umlalazi uyangizwa yini khona?
Ngiyakuzwa mthembu.
Yeah, so ke akuthi ukuthi uyabona ukuthi nxa sikhuluma ngendaba ezijeneyo siyabe sibamba lapha sibambela ngale. So kulabantu abathengisa impahla abathengisa impahla emgwaqweni lapha. So bavukela khona bathona khona njalo vele ukukhanya ngani kulobuzimo omunye omangalisayo. So singazi ukuthi wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani kuhamba kanjani njengoba abantu bonke sebethekisa nje impahla ejene
ke ikukhona ukuba badlula ukuthi thina njengama Africans ngibona ngani mina I've got one thing that I think I have to blame ukuthi need the type of education esakhula sifundiswa mina ngathi ngikhula uthola ukuthi esikolo bekungena teacher of agriculture sizoba nama lessons throughout the days for this ngabo William Shakespeare about the Trafalgar Square things that got nothing to do with us. Now food that you are eating you are not producing we consume things that don't come from our own hands. We are treating our bodies with material that don't come from Africans. So mina mbona ngani during our lifetime Africa can be recolonized easily by anyone. You have a very notorious like amantu bawefana nabo nalwambo aba kusi wehlukumeza abantu bamnyama olele ematopo lapha nephezweleje. If you can have people like him coming back, we can only the way we are fragmented, I think we can easily be destroyed. So mina bengithi abantu bakithi babona bethengisa emgwaqweni ngalendlela. bahlukunye kansili bengithi mina ngilinanga ngiyenze uhlelo dube ngoba i studio 7 lalelwa kakhulu endaweni namvela khona iplum tree sikhuluma isikhala ngilanga nje ukuthi dedicated for ama languages alalela studio 7 you see the amount of people for misikhala ngeni abantu ngoba sinayo i coverage ama ZBC nasalele e for CDs yabantu bakubalela studio 7 so abakhona abantu besikhala ngeni abangasazi isindebe uyisemathebe nikho avela saw what was singabantu amathebele but we are not ndebele singabantu singamakhalamba so it's ne language yethu originates inkulu kakhulu from Bybridge all the way to Nyeriwange siyabe sikhuluma ama languages isikhalanga so mbona ngani abantu bathi mabe thengise emgwaqweni kanje mabe liswa i-council bekigiswa ibona labantu ukuthi basikhulula sabavotela so kumele ngabe kuthiwa abantu bakithi kunje cashangelwe umsebenzi ibe khona ama-promises esiwathola makuya kwe-election ulalele ukuthi ama-politicians akhulumani so ama-politicians uma ekhuluma they should come back and follow up ngento ababezikhombisa abanye.
Yes, thank you so much. We are now joined by Mr. Busani Busontini and Mr. Joseph Chuma. Let's start with Joseph Chuma because he says he's traveling, so he needs to have our attention right now. So, Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. And how are you to everybody who's here and the left?
No, we're all fine, but I think you are breaking. Are you still traveling? I think he's traveling. So what we can do, Babu Chuma, so that you can actually join us for about 5 or so minutes. Then we can talk. We saw that the president was at Lupane University. So tell us a bit about the welcome he received in Bulawayo and just briefly.
The president went to Bulawayo today and route to Lupane for the graduation ceremony there. And I just saw pictures, and the pictures were so amazing. A lot of people excited to welcome their president to Bulawayo, the Bulawayo community of ZANU-PF out in their, in their big numbers. And It was quite a sightful thing. I saw the pictures in some of our local ZANU-PF groups as well, and on other social media platforms. So, yes, he got a very resounding welcome there.
What's the significance of that? Maybe let's go to Marvelous. Marvelous, go ahead and pose a question.
In interest, Dakufunzo, Angu Vachu, Makutivanona, same Sangano Chango Vakupera, ku Scotland, Wema Mirue Kunze. Kwa muri koko kuduni renyu mamiro yekunze akakosha sei.
Well, akakosha zikuru nekuti ukatarisa mazwano nyaya ye climate change ikunyatso kuridza varimi vakawanda nekuti achanyatsoziva kuti mvura inotanga rini uyezve ichipera rini saka izvozvo zvinotokuwadza vanhu kuti pamwe munhu anogona kudzwara nenguva isiriyo mvura yozoenda munhu ozotanga kuzopinda kumalosses akati wandei saka nyaya iye yeclimate inyaya ida kunyatsoongororwa chaizvo ichibatwa saka zvakaita zvinhu zvikuru chaizvo kuti president wedu vevenyika navo vakabuda vakaita umwe wevanhu vakaenda ikoko kuita kuti tione kuti tinobatsirika sei uyezve tichitarisa kuti nyika idzi hombe idzi dzinofanana naamerica nanabritain nanagermany vakapledja kuti vachabudisa mari yekuti tibatsirike panyaya yekubata nyaya yeclimate change saka it was a good interaction indeed nekuti takavaona vechitaura nevakuru vakawanda wanda vedzimwe nyika nemamwe maorganizations like the UN EU and stuff like that saka zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo zvakaitika kuglasgow COP 20
I think you can put that in English as well. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma.
Yeah. I was saying that the issue of climate change is a very pertinent issue indeed, and therefore it was very important and necessary for the president to be among the world leaders that went and gathered in Glasgow to go and discuss such issues, because you see with this climate change, it is affecting a lot of our farmers, and we know that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. So we are now seeing rainfall patterns that are sort of changing now, which confuses the farmers. They will never know now when to plant and when not to plant, and at times they'll plant late, and by the time they've planted, the rains will be gone, and once they are gone, it now affects the whole landscape and the scope of their planting season. So it is important for the world to sit down and really discuss about this issue of climate change. And the president being there in Glasgow was of great help, because we saw him interacting and meeting a lot of other world leaders. And we know that these big countries like America, Britain, Germany, and others pledged to actually put up together some monies to help us, the poor countries, to tackle this issue of climate change. So the presidential entry that went over to Scotland was a good-to-go kind of thing.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Chuma. Let's turn to Mr. Busana Busontini. Babuntini, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Duke, and Dr. Mazelas, hello, Chuma, and Balawzi.
Yeah, thank you so much. So what's your take on the just-ended climate change summit? And we saw the president being received by many people at the Robert Mugabe International Airport, and today in Bulawayo. Is there any reason why so many people were actually happy about what he's doing? Or maybe it's a question of passing people to the airports. You know, let's be honest here. Yeah,
you're gonna put me in trouble, but that's okay, dude. Yeah. I think we did see on social media, and Chuma can confirm, hopefully for us. It looks like, yes, there were communications that people should be passed from different districts. There's something that is shared online. But I think every list was supposed to bring in about 300 people. But to me, that's not the biggest issue for me, because, I mean, yes, those are ZANU-PF supporters, so they can follow their leaders wherever they want. But the question that I have personally is the issue of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We know that elections have been delayed for a long time. We know that the opposition is not allowed to campaign in big numbers. So maybe we need to know exactly, do these COVID rules only apply to opposition and other organizations and not to ZANU-PF? An airport is a very, security, you know, it's an area that needs to be, safeguarded. So for me to see ZANU-PF supporters in an airport tarmac, that was just, surprising for me. You know, I've never really seen that many people, on an, airport tarmac and just meeting their leader. But, you know, we used to see like these big crowds, you know, during the Mugabe era, and we thought we had moved away from that. So for me, in terms of COVID-19, it was a surprise that we saw that many people, coming to the airport to meet, Honorable Mnangagwa. And I hope that he came back, hopefully carrying good news for us as Zimbabweans. Hopefully major deals were signed and we'll see improvement. And also we hope that he did sign to the climate change initiatives. Hopefully we won't be seeing the Chinese, damaging our mountains and our rivers and all these other things that the Chinese have been doing in Zimbabwe, because that definitely is against, the call for, the climate change summit.
Thank you very much. I think we also have Tawanda Tsokora. I think he's been cut off a little bit. He may be coming back very shortly. So now, Sibuyele Kubabuchuma. Oh, okay, I think... Tawanda Tsokora is back. Let's try to bring him on so that we can proceed with our discussion. Welcome to the program, Mr. Tsokora.
Yes, Magadi Baba, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Magadi Tete Marvelous.
Yes, go ahead, Marvelous.
tombobvunzawo kwamurimi veopposition veMDCA kuti alliance zvii zvamunofunga kuti zvakabuda kubva kumusangano mukuru weclimate change uchangobva kuendwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuGlasgow kuScotland.
Isu hapana chatataona chakabuda, hapana chatatanzwa chisvinu chakaitwa kuScotland. Nekuti tungoona taingoona mapicture evanhu vachifara vachinakidzwa. Takanzwa South Africa kuti yakawana over $8 billion yavakapiwa. Isu kacherero vezanu vari pano havasitokwanisa kutaurira vanhu kuti over $1 million yakashandiswa kuti vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vaisvika makumi masere pavakaenda ikoko. Mari iyo yakashandisirwa chii? Ngatimirei pamberi apo tione kuti pane zvichabuda here, pane zvatichaudzwa here kuti takawana mari yakati kubva kurwendo rwavakaita vamunangagwa. Saka patiri iko zvino, chero vana vese veZimbabwe mukavabvunza mukapinda mumugwagwa umu, vanongoti vanhu vakanga vaenda kunonwa doro, nokuti ndozvataiona. Vanhu vakanga vaenda kunogara mumahotera nekuti ndo mapikicha atakapiwa ataiona. Zvimwe zvese hapana chatataona iko zvino. Asi taitarisira kuti kana mukuru aenda ikoko nevanhu vakadaro, pachataurwa nyaya dzeclimate change, pachataurwa nyaya dzemotokari dziri kutaurwa kuno kuAmerica, maelectric cars, anoita kuti adzikise hutsi hunobuda mumotokari. Zvinova izvo zviri kukanganisa environment yedu muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti mota dzakawanda dzemuZimbabwe dzakurisa chaizvo, dzinongobva kunana Japan dzichikandwa muZimbabwe. Vananonotora kuJeben dzaane makore 10 dzichikwira. Motokari idzodzo dzinotonyanya kukanganisa environment yedu. Saka tinenge tichitarisira kuti kana vanhu vaenda ikoko vaakungova netechnology itsva. Ndo zvavaakutaurira vanhu kuti taakuita smart farming, taakushandisa zvakati. Sekutaura kwatakangonzwa President Chamisa pavakaadresa vanhu vachitaura nezveclimate change.
Mm-hmm. So now, briefly, when we look at what we're expecting, from the president, what do you think could have happened at the summit that would say, well, this is what we as Zimbabweans want? Exactly.
Yes, those and Dr. Kuti, unotarisa.
Can you put it in English now? Yeah.
Yes. We would be comparing what is happening to Zimbabwe, to the delegation in Zimbabwe, to the delegations of other countries, especially fellow African countries. For example, you have South Africa. They've already, announced that they got deals of over $8 billion that are, were a result of them going to this meeting. But as of now, in Zimbabwe, with that bloated delegation, with so much money that was put in to go to this conference, we haven't heard anything. We have not seen anything. The optics that we are seeing are not, anything to write home about. And we don't want to keep dwelling on them. Let's hear what Mr. Mnangagwa got from there. Those from ZANU-PF should be able to articulate, freely and, right there on the public that this is what we got from these meetings. But nothing has been forthcoming.
Okay, let's turn to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, we are seeing you guys welcoming the president in such large numbers. So does it mean that there were deals that were signed? Have you been told whether there are certain deals that were struck, by the Zimbabwean delegation in Scotland?
Well, I want to safely tell you that went to COP26 and he participated there with his team. And we've seen other videos of other meetings that took place there, even with the finance minister there, and all sorts of positive engagements that happened. So, yes, things are going to be unpacked. We are going to all get what exactly has been happening, because as I'm sure that you are also aware that it's not all the countries that have started to unpack what has really transpired there. And we know that also, that whole process hasn't quite come to an end as yet. So it would be folly of us to want to jump the gun now and want to hear what is exactly transpired. People will be told, definitely, there's never going to be any under the desk kind of scenario. We all know that this climate change issue has been something that has been talked about for a long time now. I remember when I was still member of parliament, I went to Addis Ababa to the United Nations for the same climate change conversation, and we saw most of these other big countries, because of the way that we're not relating well with them, we're bringing that money through NGOs, through United Nations organizations, but they've definitely been coming to help, and they've been helping actually. So it's not like we've not gotten any assistance as yet. We are yet to get more assistance, and we always appreciate the assistance. But all I can tell you is that it is good to wait for people, for the government to come in and take things. We don't need to be worrying about it. I'm hearing my fellow colleague here worrying about the parting and everything. People can part. It's something that is allowed. It's their choice. It's not government money. It's their money. They were buying their own alcohol and drinking, and they are happy because they've seen somebody. We know that even in our family setups, when you're happy about something, be it a birthday or a graduation ceremony like today, students were graduating at Lubani State University. I know that there are some families who have probably slaughtered a goat or two, and they are making merry right now as we speak. So it's something that is allowed. When you're happy about something, they were happy to see their leader for the first time coming into the British soil and partaking of such a very important conference. So let us wait for the unpacking. It will come.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe proceed with Mr. Chuma.
Vachuma tanzwa vajokora ve MBC Alliance vachiti ivo varikushora mafambisirwo akaitwa zvinhu nevamwe vezanu-PF vanga vari kuScotland ikoko kuti aiwa vaitoita madero aJorgina apo vanhu vekuZimbabwe vachinonga svosve nemuromo pari zvino. Munoti
hanzvadzi yangu, chimwe chinhu chanopa hakuti tizive vanhu takasiyana maumbiro and even financially. Saka kana munhu achiafforda kuti agone kuti azvitengere bhodho rake rehwisi anwe afare, ndakuzoti nekuti nini handisi kuzvigona ndoda kumushora here. It becomes very hypocritical kana takuda kuita kudaro kuti inini kana ndisingagoni kutenga chingwa every day ndichidla mbambaira ndozoti vari kutenga chingwa vakuchitengerei inini ndisingagoni kuchitenga. Zvinhu zvinogadzirwa zviya zve, asi chikuru chandechokuti hurumende yeZimbabwe ichitungamirwa nemutungamiriri wedu purezidendi wedu yakaenda kuCOP 26 kuGlasgow kuti vabatane nevamwe panyaya yekutarisa kuti ko chii chatingagona kuita kuti tiwane bundudzo panyaya iyi yeclimate change yatii kutishungurudza kudai nyika dzose pasi pano. Even here in Zimbabwe tinoziva kuti rain season yedu taiziva kuti inofamba kudai inofamba kudai, asi mazuva ano yangochinja hatingatsoziva zvinhu zvinotokanganisa murimi kuti achaziva kuti nguva yekudzvara ndeipi, nguva yokuita ichi ndeipi. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasangane vochitaura nyaya dzakadaro. Kushora zvinhu zvaita nevamwezi indofunga kuti kuperebva chete. Munhu ane tendero yokuti aite zvaanoda kuita nemari yake, nekuti haisi mari yeume munhu. Atora mari muhome make akafunga kuita izvozvo, hatingade kushora munhu kana aita zvinhu zvakadaro.
Maybe you can give us that in English, that you know there's a lot of criticism coming from the opposition MDCA on how some members of ZANU-PF handled the coming to Glasgow, Scotland, of the president. They were merrymaking. We saw on social media there was a lot of very bad optics coming, according to your critics. Scotland, what's your view?
Well, that's the biggest hypocrisy that you can actually come across, because we all know that on that same stage, we had members of the opposition as well doing their demos, coming in their small numbers as well, and trying to disrupt such a very important occasion like COP26. So when our members go up there and welcome their president and celebrate that their president for the first time is coming into British soil, what is wrong with that? And besides, it is not government money. It's not taxpayers' money. It's their own individual money. If anybody has got money, they can do that. If I can afford to buy bread every day, let me buy bread. Don't then say because you can afford it and you can probably afford mbambaira, then you think that something is wrong. No, you fix your issues, I fix my issues. Then when we come to national issues, that's where we come together. That is how things are supposed to be. So
playing blame games on people that we're happy to see they are present in Glasgow is definitely not something that we should be talking about here. What we should be talking about here is the value and the pertinence of the issues surrounding this issue of climate change. Because, like I said, it is affecting us. We're an agro-economy. And now when we're not sure when to plant, we're not sure when to do certain things, then it becomes a cause of concern, because food security is one of the most important things that we need to have at all given time. So this summit was a correct summit, was an important summit to say how do we come out of this, and also looking at issues whereby the big giants, the big nations, they've pledged to actually come up with funding to help us, the developing nations. So definitely it is good for us to be close there, to be near there, so that we can also get that slice of the cake and help ourselves to win this issue. Like, for example, what you are talking about, the issue of electric cars.
I think we just lost him there, Gibbs.
So it is good to take of such forums. Let us not blame each other. Let us look at the positives and work on those. But unfortunately, like I said, I'm actually driving. So can I be excused for now?
Yeah, just one more second. Maybe just hold on just a little bit. Let's get to Ubaba Innocent Ndibali, where economic freedom matters, Zimbabwe. Mr. Ndibali, welcome to the program.
How are you?
No, we are very fine. So we're talking about this climate change conference, which took place in Scotland. So, in your personal opinion, really, what should be done going forward? Should the president announce the deals that he struck in Scotland?
I think, as I said, I think yesterday in another program, whereby I said, it is very, very important that as Zimbabweans, we must engage one another so that we know exactly what the engagement that the president did, what were the development, what were the gains, what were the losses, what exactly did we gain in the country. So we are not aware, there is no clear public information apart from the president expressing a goodwill that appeared to have been exchanged between him and the Prime Minister of United Kingdom, as well as the President of the US. There appeared to have been a cordial engagement, but we are not fully given in terms of the details of what exactly was the outcome. But I think a lot of people are comparing Zimbabwe with what South Africa got. But you realize that what South Africa got really is a raw deal that is not strategic for Africa, that is not strategic for South Africa, whereby South Africa is expected to shut down its energy production, especially the energy that is based on coal. And that will have a devastating effect to the economy, as well as to the employees who are dependent on this. We've seen the EFF, our allies, clearly stating that they are going to oppose that, and they are saying that they will not allow the Americans to dictate what South Africa. Yeah.
So, in short, the president should tell Zimbabweans what he got, right? Yes? No?
Yes, the president, obviously, as the head of state, because Zimbabwe indeed is not a private business. It is a public, it is owned by Zimbabwe. So we expect that at a given time, the president will make it clear as to what the benefits were. But we should not use that as the basis to denigrate the head of state.
Yes, thank you so much. Fang, very briefly, the president,
president, obviously, a figure sithi yena obe lobu bamiyemukele kuhle and obe le lokhozen le nkulumo ezingani zi right for iZimbabwe but akacho in details ukuthi what exactly was the benefit thina as EFF Zimbabwe we are keenly watching actually our delegation is going to Harare tomorrow to attend an event in the organization of IFIS a joiner emancipation movement. It's another vision of EFF, but sifika ngale siyadlula e embassy siyenda incwadi yokuthi ama sanctions kumele ikhitshwe.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu sikubambe khonapho umlomo. Hey, Mr. Tsokora, so do you want the president to make a public announcement about the deals that were struck in Scotland?
Yes, there should be nothing secretive on a mission like that. People of Zimbabwe were expecting an announcement. You know, we'll not be expecting all the details to be given right there. But when you see him at the airport, you're going to think that he was just going to quickly go over the important issues that were discussed and the important deals that were signed or that we will be expecting. Obviously, that's what happens everywhere when you travel. You come back, you brief the media, you brief the people of Zimbabwe. This is what happened, you know. And that way, it would actually have helped ZANU-PF. This is free PR advice that we are giving to ZANU-PF, that when you are attending an important meeting, you need to avoid bad optics. The optics that we saw in Scotland were very bad. You know, what we saw on social media is the pattern, is people getting into hotels. And some of them even forgot to show up to listen to the president's speech. That's why the president, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa ended up, you know, addressing empty chairs, because his own delegation, his own people could not even show up for his speech. And it's very, very embarrassing, not only to ZANU-PF, it's embarrassing to the people of Zimbabwe, because it's not only us who is talking about this bad publicity that was given to the delegation of Zimbabwe. Even regional media in Zambia, South Africa, even Western media here in America, in the United Kingdom, that's what they saw. And that's what they are going to remember the Zimbabwean delegation for, you know, years to come. We should be having policy announcements right now, or the deals that Emmerson Mnangagwa got when he went.
Thank you, sir.
And then let me just say something, 1 minute.
Just a second.
Okay.
Those who are remaining with 6 minutes dead. So, Marvelous, go ahead, just for a few seconds, then we proceed.
And ndiri kuvunza kuti imi zvii zvamanga mukutarisira seMDC Alliance kuti zvingofanira kunge zvakataurwa navamunangagwa. Munotarisira kuti vauye here wabva vataura kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe izvi ndo zvandakabva ndakatakura kubva kuGlasgow kuScotland.
So she asked you in Shona whether the same question that I asked you. So go ahead. No, I think your mic is now muted, I guess. Yeah, I think it's got. Can you come back? Can you come back? Look out and come back?
Maybe the guy said kunava vachuma vasati vaenda since vati vada kukumhanya.
Yes, quiet. Go to Mr. Chuma.
Vachuma tingatarisira here kunzwa kubva kuna vamunangagwa zvakabuda kubva ikoko kuScotland uko munguva inotevera.
Mr. Chuma, can you come in?
Zvatinyatoziva ndezvokuti hurumende yedu yakarongeka. Saka nguva ichasvika yekuti izvi zvese izvi zvichapakurira munhu wese. Handi zvinhu zvokuti zvinovanzwa pa. Zvinhu zvokutoti things must be done in an organizational kind of manner. President vasvika nezuro, vechingosvika nezuro vakatomhanyira kuno kuBulawayo kuti vazoita graduation yekuLupane. Saka hatingatobva tapuwa kuti pamwe zvese zvinhu zvobva zvatongoitika within that 24 hours iyoyo. But we are very sure kuti zvinhu zvese zvichaisa pajekerere kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chii chakaitika zvakafamba sei. Asi ndakanga kuti nditi koreke mukoma wangu, my colleague from MBC, pavangauda kurashika kuti president vakaadressa empty chairs. If you were following that event, you will agree with me that almost all the speakers, all the presidents that spoke there, it was the same scenario, same setup. It's not that the people that welcomed the president out there and had their party were supposed to be delegates in that meeting. That meeting only takes in people that are accredited for that purpose. So that is why you see that if the Zambian president addressed the same kind of capacity, all the other presidents that addressed there addressed the same kind of scenario. Most probably, maybe the whole setting was very big and too many chairs. I do not know. But it's not like our president is the only one who came there and there were just a few people there. It was all the speakers. It was the same throughout. If you go and go back to and probably Google the COP26, you will know and see what I'm talking about. So it is wrong to now come out here and try to portray a picture that probably the president was abandoned by people, or his delegation did not come because maybe they were
coming.
No, they were not supposed to have been there. The people that were supposed to be there are the people that were there.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Now you can depart. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. So you can cut from that end and mute your button. So let's go to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi briefly. Konapoge Mlalazi, just already 2 minutes. Uti 1 minute yako unti nabesengena. Just summarize the whole thing.
Yes. Unfortunately, you give too much time to politicians and they are just spoiling everything. I think we are where we are because of party politics.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman here who spoke previously and said, quoted South Africa. South Africa held an election a few days ago, and we saw the main party leaders congratulating each other, hugging each other. Is that possible in Harare? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does not matter who started. Even if it's an opposition leader or it's a ruling party, somebody should start love. So I think it was necessary for Zimbabwe to be included in all the nations that attended the COP26 in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
We saw over 200 leaders who attended it. And the hate from us, Zimbabwe, we are hating each other. We are not hating anyone.
But the bottom line is, should Mr. Mnangagwa publicize what he got? Yes or no, then we proceed to the next person.
Yes, it is necessary for us, Zimbabwe, not for party.
Thank you.
Party benefit.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Busan Musontini. Should the deals be publicized? Yes or no?
Yes, they should be.
Uh-huh. Mr. Tsokora?
Yes, they should be. And then just commenting on the president's trip to Lupane, we expect, what we saw today, those are total president chamisa vachifamba vaenda kumaruseva hapana chinofanira kunge chitwa kwaari.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our time is up, and if there was extra time, you know, Ireland doesn't dynamo at 16 minutes at one stage, I still remember, and some fellows were very hurt about it. So now we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU PF, Mr. Tawanda Sokora, MTC Alliance, Mr. Busani Musontini and Skumbuzo Mlalazi, independent commentators, and Mr. Innocent Divali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And our marvelous Mklanganya, who is saying have a very good weekend.
Bye-bye.